Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Yud Zayin, and we are at the 10th wide line on daf Tes Zayin Omid Beis Kitanoi. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzoru Vashivya. So believe it or not, we're already holding at the last daf of the first perek of Maseches Bava Basra, Perek HaShutfin. The topic of the daf is going to begin as a continuation of yesterday's daf and really of the sub-theme of Perek HaShutfin, which is digression and Divrei Agada. And then by the end of today's daf, we're already going to be knee-deep, pun intended, into the Boiros of Perek Lo Yachmer. Either way, the end of yesterday's daf discussed Eiv's daughters, and the Gemara brought two opinions, whether the daughters of Eiv brought bracha to the world, or whether they brought me'era, klala, to the world. So today's daf begins with a discussion that's somewhat related to that. So the Gemara Kitanoi, this would seem to have a shaychis to the following machlokes tanoim. It says in the pasuk, Vavrom zokim bo bayomim, Vashem berach es Avrom bakol. Everybody knows the pasuk. Says the Gemara, my bakol, what does the word bakol mean? Rameo, Emir Rameo says, Shalei hoysaloi bas, that what the pasuk is coming to say is that Avrom Avinu had everything, meaning he didn't have a daughter. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah says, what's the big bracha of not having a daughter? Not having a daughter is a bracha. Says the Ramban, of course not. In a vacuum, why would that be a bracha? But for Avraham Avinu, to have a daughter would have posed a technical issue, and the issue would have been, who would she have married? How is Avraham Avinu going to find an appropriate Eden? So being that it was going to be so hard for him to marry off this daughter, thus, the Pasuk says, you should know, Vashem Berech es Avraham Bakoil. What does it mean, Bakoil? Shaloi hoiseloi bas. Rabbi Yehuda says, shaloi bas. Just the opposite. Vashem Berech es Avraham Bakoil means he had everything. The rabbis even had a daughter. Acherim Oimrim. Others say, bas hoiseloi Avraham. Avraham Avinu had a daughter, Ubakol Shema. And her name was Bakol. So Acherim's pshat and Rabbi Yehuda's pshat seems to be very similar, although we're going to get to this in the raid. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bako means Shehoiseloi Bas. Acherim say, Hoiseloi Bas. He just adds one knach. The name of the daughter actually was Bako. Not to digress, but the first three opinions in the Braisa are Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Acherim, respectively. Everybody knows who's Acherim. Rameir. It's a Gemara in the end of Masech Tesoiris. So how could you have a Braisa that mentions Shitas Rameir and mentions Shitas Acherim? If that, by definition, would be a stira in Shitas Rameir. But of course, what comes to mind is a Tosfos, a Masech Tesoita, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where Tosfos is actually addressing a Braisa that also mentions the Shitas Rameir, Shitas Acherim. Tosfos asks this kasha, and Tosfos says that maybe Pshat is that wherever the Gemara refers to Rameir as Acherim, it's because he was saying over Torah in the name of his Rebbe Acher, Elisha Baravua. We know that Rameir had a Rebbe, Elisha Baravua. He was one of the four people that entered the Pardes, and he was very much affected spiritually when he entered the Pardes. Stating that, Rameir would continue to say over Torah from him, not only Torah that he had learned from his Rebbe before this episode in the Pardes, but he would continue to learn Torah from him. And the Chachamim had a big problem with it, and Rameir said, I'll explain it to you in a mashal. There was a person who found the Rima, and he knew to eat the good, and he threw away the pit. And I know my Rebbe is not perfect, but at the same time, there's a tarovis of Eir and Choshech inside my Rebbe, as is inside a lot of people, and I know how to take out the Eir, and I leave the klippis, and all the things that I'm not supposed to touch, those are things I leave away. But either way, Tosfos throws out a suggestion that it could be every time Rameir is referred to as Acherim, it's because he's saying over Torah that he learned, pun intended, from his Rebbe, Acher. Rameir had a lot of Rabbeim. One of them was Elisha Bar Avuah, another one was Rabbi Akiva, but either way, it's not a stira, because Rameir Oimer is Shitas Rameir. Acherim Oimer would be Torah that he heard from his Rebbe Acher. Either way, Rabbi Loza Midoy said, it's Takninus Hoysev Libishal Avram Avinu. You know what? Want to know what it means? Vashem Berach Safram Bakol. It means that Avram Avinu was a great astrologer. How great? Shekol Malchei Mizrach Umayrev Mashkim in Lepischa. All the kings of the east and the west, they used to set out to be at the tent of Rav Avraham Avinu bright and early to ask him questions related to astrology. And it's this nekuda that the Pasuk is referring to when it says Vashem Berech es Avram Bakel. The truth is, this idea that Avram Avinu was an astrologer plays itself out very much in some of the dialogue that Avram Avinu has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem keeps on promising Avram Avinu children, and he says, I saw Be'itzdak Ninushali. This Gemara brings it out a little bit more. Avram Avinu was a world-renowned astrologer, and he says, this is a fact that I know very, very well, and I'm telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the astrology says that I'm not supposed to have a child. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? So it's a machloikis. Some Chazal say that the response was Avram Einoi Moilid, Aval Avram Moilid. And this is one of the Mekoris that Mishana Shem is Mishana Mazel. It's true, the Mazel, the astrology of Avram Avinu was not to be able to have a child. But then Hashem added an Ois to his name. By adding the Ois to his name, then he already was able to have a child. Another Chazal, Rashi brings it in Chumash, the Medrash Rabba says, Ein Mazel Yisrael, that Hashem told Avram Avinu, it's true that there's an idea of mazel, and it's true, based on your mazel, you're not able to have a child. But Avram Avinu, you're a yid, and because you're a yid, you're not tachas the memshala of the mazal, is based on the idea of a mazel Yisrael. What's the machloikis between these two chazals? If the teretz to Avram Avinu is Avram Einoi Moilid, Aval Avram Moilid, or the teretz is a mazel Yisrael, so Pasha, you could say the machloikis is whether yesh mazel Yisrael or a mazel Yisrael. But it doesn't really sound like that's such a machloikis. Ayin soif mesach de Shabbos, uber rishonim sham. So we once said that maybe the machloikis is whether Avram Avinu had a din of a Yisrael or whether Avram Avinu had a din of a Benoach, which of course is the Mishnah Melech's Chakira in Drush Aleph and Prashas Drachim, the Ramban and then the Parshas Emor, Vadvarim Atikins. If Avram Avinu has a din of Yisrael, a mazel Yisrael. But if Avram Avinu has a din of a Benoach, then a mazel Yisrael is not a good answer. What's the teretz? Avram Einoi Aval Avram Moilid. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that you want to know what it means. Vashem Berech es Avram Bakol. Even Toiva Hoisa Tluya Betzavari Shel Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had an Even Toiva, a precious gem, and it hung from the chest of Avram Avinu. Shakol Choyla Roya Oisa. Any Choyla that would come into Avram Avinu and would see it Miyad Misrape, he would have a refuah. Not long ago, we spoke out the story with the Beis Halevi and the Koydin of it ever. Chaim Briska, when he was a little child, and he wasn't well, Reb Chaim, and the Rebbe told the Beis HaLevi's Shver that I give you a haftocha that the baby Reb Chaim is going to have a refuah, because when a yid does hachnasas archim, it's a skula for refuah. Maha kesher, because every time a yid does hachnasas archim, Avram Avinu is present. For who oimed? The Avram Avinu is always there, and Avram Avinu had this Even Toiva that any person who would look at it, Miyad Misrapa. So he said that, being that you're being Machnas Oirich for me right now, you're going to see he's going to have a refuah, V'kach Hava, and Reb Chaim used to consider himself a Shtikal Chassid. We said over a story from Meir Soloveitchik, based on that Moifus that he had with the Rebbe. But either way, B'shashin if Avram Avinu Ben Oilom, and Avram Avinu passed away from the world, Tala Kadosh Baruch Hu Begal Gacham, Kadosh Baruch Hu took this Even Toivo, and he put it in the sun, and that's why the sun today is an Indian of Rufu. Amar Abaye said, Hainid Amar Yinchi, this is what people mean when they say, Idli Yoima, Idli Ketzira. Meaning, when the sun shines, Idli Ketzira, it removes some of the chayli from the different chayli. Tavarach, another pshat, what does it mean? Vashem Berech Safram Bakayel, Shalei Marad Esav B'yamav. What it means is that Esav, who of course was a Rasha, but he wasn't Moire during the lifetime of Avram Avinu. So he was Zoicha to Bakoil that he didn't have to see his grandchild Esav be Yoitza with Tarbisra. Dovarach, another Pshat, Sha'asi Yishmol Tshuva B'yamav. It's referring to the idea that Yishmol did Tshuva during his lifetime. Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyan Ashas says, Ayin Toisvis Yishonim, Mesechtis Yuma Daflam Mitches Amid Beis. So what's that Toisvis Yishonim? Yuma Lam Mitches Amid Beis talks about names. Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Shem Risham Yerkov, and how there's something to a name. And the Tais Yishonim asks that if there's something to a name, and based on that, you name after a Tzadik, Shem Risham Yerkov, you don't name after a Rasha, so how is it possible that Bimei Chazal, there was so many Tanoim whose name was Yishmael? Yishmael is a Rasha in the Torah. And if Yishmael is a Rasha, so how are you talking that people used to give the name Yishmael? Zok to Tais Yishonim, Ayim Bava Basra Tezayin Amid Beis, Dovaracha Sha'asi Yishmael Tshuva B'yamav. And being that Yishmael did Tshuva, so therefore you could give the name Yishmael. He once upon a time was wasn't good. That's not a kasha, but Malkam Shabali Tshuva Oimdim. But the point is, Zokrab Kiveger, take a look at the Tosfos Yishonim, that this Gemara is the Makar to the name Yishmol. The question is, what happened to the name Yishmol? Somewhere it became an unpopular name, right? No one's going to beat today the Yikar Yishmol B'Yisrael, Yishmol. Kemuvin, right? So it's a little bit tzarech bia. The history of the name Yishmael is actually fascinating, because in the times of the Gemara, every third name in Shas is the name Yishmael. Yet today, nobody would go near the name Yishmael with a 100-foot pole, right? So it's definitely something that requires a little bit of iyun. But the bottom line is, we just mentioned the Braisa, where if you do the math, 7 different pshatim. But what it means, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bako. Shaloi Hoysaloi Bas. Shaloi Bas. Shaloi Bas Ubakol Shema. He was a great astrologer, and all the Malchim Mizrach Umayyav used to come to him for astrology advice. He had this Evan Toiva that any Choyla that would look at it, Miyad Nisrapa. Vashem Berech Zavram Bakoel means Shaloi Morad Esa Biyamov. Vashem Berech Zavram Bakoel means Sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva Biyamov. Stating all 7 Pshatim, if you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, what does Rashi and Chumash say? Vashem Berech Zavram Bakoel, Shahoyoloi Ben. He had a son. And what's the shaykhis between Ben and Bakoel? Because Ben is begamachri of 52, and Bakoel is begamachri of 52, and this is what it means. And what's the Makar Terashi? The Makar Terashi is a Medrash Tanchuma, so it's fascinating. The Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, brings 7 different pshatim in Bakoel. Rashi prefers none of the 7 pshatim. Instead, Rashi sends you to a Tanchuma, and in the Tanchuma, what does Bakoel mean? Bakoel means a ben. Now, the truth is, it's not a kasha, because Rashi Kiyadua very often quotes the Medrash over the Gemara. So this is already for the academics, but that's the Metzias. That Rashi very often will not quote Gemaras, and in his Pshutei Shel Mikra, Rashi will prefer to quote a Medrash. So the Medrash that Rashi chose to quote is the Medrash of Shehoyoloi Ben. We've spoken out many times over the years that really, if you think about that Rashi, it's a Pella. Hashem Berech Es Avram Bako. What does it mean, Bako? That he had a Ben. Who's his son? His son, of course, is Yitzchak. Shteltzich the Fraga. Number one, we know Avram Avinu had a son. So what do you need this part? If he had a daughter, okay, it's a Chiddush. That he didn't have a daughter, it's Eichet a Chiddush. He had an Evan Toiva, that's a Chiddush. He was an astrologer, I hear. Yishmael also Tshuva, I don't know that, right? That's certainly a Chiddush. All the Pshatim that we mentioned are Chiddushim, but that Avram Avinu had a son, what's the grace of Chiddush that Avram Avinu had a son? But besides, if you want to say Avram Avinu had a son, say that Avram Avinu had a son. Why do you have to say Biramiza that Avram Avinu had a son? But the Chasam Sofer said a Dover Niflum. The Chasam Sofer said that as soon as Avram Avinu took his son Yitzchak and he put him on the Akedah, and he was Makdashim and he made him into a Karben Olah, Yitzchak was Neskadesh Kodesh Kadoshim. He became a Briah Kadoshim. He became a new Metzias. He became a Metzias of Mamish Kodesh Kadoshim, an Oiva Tamima. And being that he was Kodesh Kadoshim and he was a Briah Kadoshah, he was Kakon Shenoiladami, he lost his Yachas. He lost his Shaychis with his father. And as a result, he wasn't really his father's son. You can't say with a straight face that Avram Avinu had a son Yitzchak, because he's no longer Nesiachas Eilov, nor Vos. Amaisi, he's fourth his son. So Azoi Biramizo, he's the son. Vashem Berchas Avram Bakoel, Bakoel's Begimatria Ben. Biramizo, he has a Sheiches to this child, because at the end of the day, he's the father of the child. Oh, but to call him a Ben, once he was Neskadish Kodesh Kadoshim, at that point, already you can't refer to him as a Ben. We once had another Mahalach, based on a Chidah in Midbar Kedemos, who talks about the Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yudam Adbeis, where the Gemara talks about the 6 things that Chizkiyo and Melech did. Al-Gimul Hoyduloi. And one of the things that he did was, he was Girir Atzmus Aviv. His father was a very, very big Rosh of Chizkiyo and Melech, Ochaz, and he went, and he was Girir Atzmus Aviv, and that was one of the things that he did. And that Gemara is a very important piece in the discussion of whether or not a child has an obligation to be mechabed his father in the event that his father is a Rasha. Meaning, does a child have an obligation to be mechabed his father that's a Rasha? In the event that the answer is yes, then Lechura, how do you explain the fact that Chizkiyo was Girer Atzmus Aviv, at the end of the day, he had a chi of Kibbut Aveim, and we know Mechabde Bechayev and Mechabde Lachar Moisai. So if that's the case, how is this something he was able to do? So the Chidah says a Dover Niflo. The Chidah says, that the Gemara says in Masech to Sanhedrin, that Chizkiyo's father took Chizkiyo and he offered him up to Moilach, but his mother had taken from the Salamandra, and as a result, he was able to make it out alive. So he says that when Achaz took Chizkiyo and he tried killing him, he was mafker him, he lost the Shaykhis to him, and at that point, Chizkiyahu had no obligation anymore to be mechabedim. So we once shtel tzu that maybe it has a shaychus to this Indian as well. When Avraham Avinu took his son Yitzchak and he put him on the Akedah. Now, of course, it's very, very different. This is Moilech and this is the Akedah. About Sada Shava Shebehen is at the end of the day, a father took his son and he's willing to be makrifim. If he's willing to be makrifim, he loses his yachas to him. There's no chiyuv kibud of aim anymore, zokt chida. If there's no chiyuv kibud of aim, he just offered him up. So it's no longer b'noi. Nor vas, Vashem Berchas Avram Bakoil, Bakoil's begematria ben, Lamaisi has a little bit of a shaykhis to his son. Regardless, so we just mentioned seven different pshatim plus Rashi and Chumash, eight pshat as it relates to Vashem Berchas Avram Bakoil. The Gemara now is going to analyze some of them. One of the seven things was that Esav was not moired during his lifetime. You know, how do you know that? Because the pasuk says, everybody knows this pasuk. In the beginning of Parashas told us what's about to happen. Esav is going to make a fatal mistake. He's going to sell his bechira to Yaakov. But he comes from the field and he was tired. We learned to the Brisa, on that day, Avram Avinu was nifter. And Yaakov Avinu made a tafshal of lentils. Lenachem es Yitzchak Aviv. This was a Sudas Havra to be Menachem his father Yitzchak. Umayshno shaladashem. Now, why did he make lentils? Ambi b'marav. So in Eretzrol, they said the following. Mishmei de Rabbi Bar Mori. The name of Rabbi Bar Mori. Ma adosha zu ein lo peh. Just like an adosha has no peh, so some beans have a crack in them. But the adosha, the lentil, has no crack in it. Which euphemistically means it doesn't have a mouth. Af ovel ein lo peh. So to an ovel has no peh. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Ein loy pesha hu yoishay v'doymim." An oval sits; he's quiet; he's not talking; he's very sad. So the oval is ein loy pe, like the adash is ein loy pe. Tavaracha ma adash zoom migulgeles. Bean is round. Afavelus migalgeles umachzeres al boyeh oylam. Avelus is part of round. It's part of the circle of life. It's something that unfortunately, at some point, is going to affect everybody, and that's the remes of round in relation to Suda Savra. My Benayu, what's the difference if the reason that he made Adashim is because it's saying Lapef, the reason he made Adashim is because it's Migalgeles, can you use an egg? So Rashi says an egg has no peh, aval enam sigalgalim kigalgal. It's oval, but it's not round. And because it's not round, so it doesn't fall into this inyan of being Migalgal. So what happened on that day when it was Vayovay Esav min Asadev Hu Oyev? Oyse Ayom Niftar Avram Avinu V'Ose Yaakov Avinu Tavshel Shel Adoshim. And the reason he made the Tavshel Shel Adoshim is Lenachem Esi Yitzchak Aviv. And then tucked away, we have here a little bit of a discussion of why he would have made Adoshim Lenachem Yitzchak Aviv. Either because the Adoshim is Ein Loy Peh, or it's because it's round. One thing's for sure, there's an Indian to give a Suda to someone that's mourning, right? Suda Savra. The question is, why something round? What's the inyan of a Suda Savra? So Rmei Simcha Meshachachma says a Dover Nifla. Rmei Simcha says that when a person is Ba'avelos, so very often he starts pondering, why was man created and what's the purpose of life and where does a person go after he dies? It's one of those life cycle events that makes a person start thinking. Tzidur, the Ramchal says that why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? Meaning, we're min al-yoyimim, we're chelek alikah. So why is it that Hashem created the world? The reason is because if Hashem would have just given us all the hatava without putting us in this world and forcing us to earn it, whatever we would have gotten would be nahama d'chisufa. And it's not something that we would fully enjoy. So the Eibush is a mative, and he wanted to make sure that that hatava would be perfect. So what did he do? He creates man, he puts him in this world, he puts him in the middle of this great maze, this great melchemes hayetzer, and he says, go earn it. Then I'll give you the reward, and when you get the reward, then you're really going to enjoy it. In other words, why was man put on this world? What's the purpose of creation? What's the answer to that very, very existential question? It's Nahama de Chisufos. It said, you know what we do with an oval? The oval who's sitting on the floor and he's thinking, what's this all about? We give him Nahama de Chisufa. Because that's the terrence to the kasha, says Ramea Simcha, that's going through his mind right now. He's trying to figure out what's going on here. The terrence is we give him a Suda, Suda Savra. Why? To show him the answer to this question. Take a little Nahama de Chisufa. It's not so geschmack, right? That's the answer. That's the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So our Gemara discusses Adashim, our Gemara discusses eggs. Oh, but the whole Indian of Suda Savra, that's classic Meshachach. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, either way, Chamesh Averis, Avar Isa Rosh Baisayan. Esav HaRosha did five Averis on that day. Baal Naira Murasa, Vahara Gasa Nefesh, he killed somebody, Vikofar the Iker, the cover betchias hamesim, the shotis habechayra, and he was mevazet the bechayra. Well, Naim Ross had, you know, the ksiv hafa says v'yobay yesom and asot v'ksiv hasam, and it says over there ki vasode mitzaa, he found her in the sode. Thus, you see that v'yobay yesom and asode means he was ba'al nairum urasa. Incidentally, this is also something we've spoken a lot about. You find very often that sode is somewhat related to isha, befrat in the context of arayas. Nistachto sodeyu, isha is karka oilum. There's many makaris to this. So v'yobay yesom min hasode means what? He was ba'al nairum urasa. Horegas hanefesh k'siv hach, it says over here, oyef, v'ksiv hasam, and it says over there, oynoli ki oifan nafshi lahargim. So oyef means I'm tired from killing people. V'kofa v'ikr, it says over here, Loma ze li, v'ksiv hasam, what ze? Ze keilu v'anveyo. So he said, Loma ze. Ze is referring to ze keilu v'anveyo, he's koifa baker. V'kofa p'tchias ha-mesim, v'ksiv. Because what did Esav say? What do I need the b'chayre? Hine anoichi ha-ilach lomos. What do you mean? P'tchias ha-mesim. Oh, you didn't believe in p'tchias ha-mesim. V'shnotes ha-b'chayre, v'ksiv, the pasuk says, that's a mefurish ha-pasuk, v'ayivez Esav es ha-b'chayre. And this is really the end of what the Gemara was trying to say. One of the pshat is that Avram Avinu did not see Esav be yoytzel letar b'sro. What's the makar? The makar is the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Because the beginning of Parshas Toldos is when Esav was yoytzel letar b'sro. How do you know? The five averus that he did on that day. And what was that day? That's the day that Yitzchak was sitting shiva for Avram Avinu. That means Avram Avinu missed that day. And that's Vashem Berech Avram Bakar. Shasi Yishmol Shuvah B'yom. Another one of the things we mentioned was that Yishmol did shuva during the lifetime of Avram Avinu. No, how do you know that? Yehuda Ravina and Rav Chama Bar Buzi have a Yosef Kameh the Rav. So Ravina and Rav Chama Bar Buzi, they were once sitting in the presence of Rav. Kamenamni Rav, and Rav was drimling. Amalei Ravina and Rav Chama Bar Buzi. So Ravina tells Rav Chama Bar Buzi, Vadi Dam Ritu, is it true that they say, Kol Misa Sheyesh Bagvia Zuhi Misasan Shel Tzadikim? That any time the Torah refers to Misa as Gvia, it means that the person that died is a Tzadik. Of course that's true. See, answered. This was a setup. What about the Dara Mabel? It says regarding the Dara Mabel that they were vayikvu, and they definitely weren't good. Amalesi told him back, no, you don't understand the Chazal. Anan gviya v'asifa kaminon. If it says vayikva and it says vayeyosef, that's what it means. So he followed, he said, v'hoyishmo, dichsiv be gviya v'asifa. Yishmol was a Rasha. So as this conversation is happening, adahachi, iter behu Rava. Rava woke up. Amaluhu. And Rava told him, dardiki. Kindalach, Hachi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Don't you know Rabbi Yochanan said, Yishmol asa tshuva b'chaye yavim. Yishmol did tshuva during the lifetime of his father. Shinema, how do you know that? So he said, we know it from the following pasuk. Because the pasuk says, Vayikbaru oisa yitzchak v'yishmol aviv el ma'oras hamachpeva. What do you see from here? What you see from here is that Yitzchak is mentioned before Yishmol. The question is, why would Yitzchak be mentioned before Yishmol? We're talking about the Misa of Avram, right? So it should have said Yishmol first, Yitzchak second. Now, why would you think it should say Yishmol first, Yitzchak second? Presumably because he's older. Yet it says Yitzchak and then Yishmol. You know what the reason must be? Because Yishmol must have deferred to Yitzchak. And he must have been a Baal Derech Eretz. And he must have said, Yitzchak, you go first, and I'm going to go second. Or must be he did Shuvah. Meaning Yishmol, in the beginning of the story, is a para adam, right? He's a vildachaya. So it doesn't sound like this is really part of the playbook of someone that's a para adam. Elamai, he must have changed his midas. He must have changed his mitzias. He must have done true. But the Gemara says, how do you know that? Viduma derech hachmas and chashavlu. Meaning you're making an assumption that it should have been in the order of age. Based on that, Yishmol should be before Yitzchak. Or must be, he's deferring to him. Mikan shasa tshuva. Maybe that's not really the order that the Torah is trying to portray. Maybe the order is derech hachmas on Yitzchak. Yitzchak definitely is bigger than Yishmol. Faker, maybe Yishmol didn't do tshuva, hence Yitzchak is bigger, and as a result, you have no makar to anything. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, Elameyata. It says, Vayikperu oisai Esav v'yakov banov. If the order over is supposed to be Derech HaChmason, then there too it should have also been Derech HaChmason. So my time will be Derech HaChmason. So why say Esav first and Yaakov second? Ella must be that Yaakov allowed Esav to go first. Now Esav could be was older, but Yaakov really brought the Bechayra. But the bottom line is, you see, it's not Derech Chachmasan, right? So it can't be Derech Chachmasan regarding Yitzchak and Yishmael. So why does it say Yitzchak and then Yishmael? Element Akhtame, from the fact that it says Yitzchak first, must be Yishmael allowed him to go first, Adburi Adbere, meaning he allowed him, Umut Adbere, Shmame, no Chuvah, but Yama must be that he actually did, Chuvah Tanu Rabban, the last stretch here in Perak HaShutvin. Shloisha Hitimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilam Hazeh, Me'ein Olam Haba. There are three people that got a taste of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. So the truth is, every Shabbos, we all get a taste of Olam Haba. Me'ein Olam Haba, right? That's Shabbos. But the Gemara says there was a certain darga of Olam Haba that three people were zoichatu in this world. Eluhe, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. How do you know that? Avram, Dichsiv Be'i Bakoil. Avram Zokim Ba Bayomim, V'Hashem Be'erech Es Avram Bakoil. What does it mean he had Bakoil? So we had seven pshatim in the Brisa earlier. In this Brisa, what it means Bakoil is that he got a taste of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. Yitzchak Dichsiv Be'i. How do you know Yitzchak? Because by Yitzchak it says Mika. V'Yechrad Yitzchak Harod G'doy Ba'ad Ma'oid. V'Yemer Mi'efoy Hu Atzot Zayid. V'Yavali V'Oichal Mikoil. And Yaakov Dichsiv Be'i Koil. It says Kachnas Berchosi Asher Hu Vosloch. Kichanani Elikim V'Chiyesh Li Choil. So what does Bakoil mean in this Braisa? It means a taste of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. In fact, three people you find this by, Bakoil Mikoko, right? We say Bakoil Mikoko and benching. This is the rest of the story. Who got Bakoil Mikoko? It's referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, where it says Bakoil Mikoko, respectively. It says the Gemara, the three people that the Yetzirah wasn't shoylut in them, meaning they were able to defeat the Yetzirah. Elohim, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. Tichsivu again, Bakol, Mikolkos. There's another pshat in Bakol. The Yeshanim, some say, Avdavid. David also was zoich to the point that the Yetzirah wasn't shoylut in him. Tichsiv, it says, V'libi cholol bikirbi. His lave was empty. What does it mean? It means, right, b'cholol vavcha. A person has two laves. You have your lave toiv and your lave ra. You have the Yetzirah and you have the Yetzir toiv. V'libi cholol bikirbi means he was missing the Yetzer Hara, and if that's the case, so he's a fourth person that was Zoicha to Loishalop and Yetzer to Idach. According to the one that holds that it was only three that was Loishalop and Yetzer Hara. What about David HaMelech? It says, V'libi chol b'kirbi tzarei hu dekam matke. He was just mentioning the fact that he was in a lot of pain. He was referring to tzaris. That's what it meant, V'libi chol b'kirbi. Rashi says, Alibay mamish, not the Yetzer Hara, but his real wave, that he had so many tzaris and he felt that his lave was mamish. It was chol b'kirbi. Tanur about another brayso. Shisha leishol ben malach hamavis. There are six people that the malach hamavis was not shoylut on. The Elohim, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, u'Miriam. Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Heading Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov again. Dichsiv bohu bakol mikolkot. So this is yet another pshat in Vashem Beirach as Avram bakol. Aharon and Miriam, how do you know Aharon and Miriam will Eshalta ben Malach HaMavis? Dichsiv hu, because it says, Al Pi Hashem, because it says by Moshe, Aharon and Miriam, that they died Al Pi Hashem. Al Pi Hashem means what? Literally, the mouth of Hashem. Rashi says it means Mises Neshika. Oh, if it means Mises Neshika, it means Eshalta ben Malach HaMavis. Because when a person dies, Mises Neshika, by definition, there's no Malach HaMavis. Straight thing about Miriam, like Sibu Al Pi Hashem. By Miriam, it doesn't say Al Pi Hashem, I'm Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said, Miriam Nami ben Neshika Mesa, although it doesn't say Al Pi Hashem, but by Miriam, it says that she died ben Neshika, the Asya, because it says Shom Shom, Mi Moshe. It says Shom by Mises Miriam, just like it says Shom by Mises Moshe, with Xerah Shava. Why doesn't it say Al Pi Hashem? The reason is because the Dover Shem Leguna to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissed Miriam, and that's why he doesn't say the words Al Pi Hashem. But really, Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam all died Mises Neshika, thus Loishalta Behem Malach HaMavis. Again, what was this last braisa? Shisha Loishalat Behem Malach HaMavis. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. How do you know Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bakol, Mikol, Kol? And how do you know Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam? Because they died Al Pi Hashem, which is Mises Neshika. And if somebody dies Mises Neshika, it means that there's no intervention from the Malach HaMavis. Now the truth is, this really ties into a big halachic discussion, and that is a kivrei tzaddik and metama. Is there tumas meis by a tzaddik? Because the Svarim HaKadoshim say, it's based on the Zohar HaKadosh, that tumas meis is based on the way that the Malach HaMavis kills a person. So if someone that dies Mises Neshika, a big tzaddik, presumably, right, doesn't die al yaday the Malach HaMavis, then based on that, you shouldn't have any tumas meis, which is a very, very fascinating halachic discussion. spoken out over the years from the Mechseluza, the Pasa Shulchan, Dvarim, Yiduim, Vatikin, the Inkana Mokim, Tanu Rabban, Shiva Leishal, Behem Rima V'Toileya. There are seven people that after they died, there was no Rima V'Toileya that had any shlit on them. The Elohim, Avram, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Miriam. Okay, that's the six that we had in the previous bais that were Leishal, Behem Malcham Ovis, and we add to the list, Ubinyamin Ben Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, we know already, Dichsev Behu, Bakom Mikol Kol. Moshe, Aharon, Miriam, Dichsev Behu, Alpi Hashem. So this is another benefit of Mises Nashika, and that is that there's no Shlita of Rima V'Toileya. Binyamin Ben Yaakov, Dichsev Behu, Binyamin, Amar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkoin Lovetach Olav. What does it mean, Yishkoin Lovetach? He rests in peace. That even the Rima V'Toileya have no ability to have any Shlita in the Yeshayim. Some say, Av David, David as well, Dichsev, Av Besari, Yishkoin Lovetach. He too, he said, I too shall rest in peace. Where did he say this? In Tehillim, Perek Tezayin. The Idach, the one that didn't mention David, he holds Ahu Rachmi Hu Dekaboy. It's true, David HaMelech asked as a tefillah, as a bakosha, he said, Af Besari Yishkoin Lovetach. But nobody says that tefillah was answered. And because nobody says that tefillah was answered, maybe it wasn't, and therefore he's not mentioned. So there's seven people, Shaloi, Shaltavem, Rima V'Toileya. Some say an eighth. Who are the seven? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's Bakal, Mikol, Kol, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam. That's based on Mrs. Nashika, Binyamin. Some say even David. David HaMelech said Mefurish. Af Besari Yishkoin Lovetach. But it's not clear that that tefillah was answered. And as a result, David is sort of controversial whether he or not he falls into this list. Yedua, Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim, Shai Dalet. So he talks about David HaMelech. He's talking Be'ikr about Torah Lishma. And what the definition of Torah Lishma is based on the Rosh Masechta Sedarim. It's Torah, not you're thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu while you're learning. But Torah L'shem Torah, because I rise of Yisrael, V'kutcha B'rich Hu Chad Ki Yadua. So in that conversation, he says that we know that David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'oisek B'Tehillim, Yechashev Etzlo Yizbarech, Kihilu Hoya Oisek B'Negoim V'Ahalas. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Toich Dvarov, V'gam Miyodeya, Im Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayodoy B'zeh. So David HaMelech requested for Hashem that if somebody says Tehillim, he should be Zoich, it should be as if he's learning Negam V'Halas. Oh, but says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, was that prayer answered? He says, Miyodeya, who knows? I don't know. Umiyodeya, Im Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayodoy B'zeh. Kiloy Matzinu B'divreyim, Zal Matshuva Heishivu Hu Yisparuch Al Sheilasoy. And says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this is one line that you forget. A machlokes in the Gemara when David HaMelech said Yishkoin Lovetach, Af Besari Yishkoin Lovetach, was his tefillah answer? Was it not answered? Chazal didn't know. It was a mystery. So you see that David HaMelech had so many tefillahs and so many bakoshas, but were these tefillahs and bakoshas answered? We don't know. So it says Reb Chaim Volozhiner that just like we're not sure in the Gemara to Sofik whether that tefillah was answered, he says I'm not sure whether that tefillah that it should be Nechshav Amiris Tilim ke Lima Nugam Bahalas. Now the Chassidish Sfarim, of course, David HaMelech tefillah was answered, and that's the Reimimus and the grace kite of Sefer Tilim. I mean the Litvish Sfarim and he says, that's L'shoyim Yazov. He says, who knows? I don't know who could be Machriya this question. He says, I definitely don't know. But one other interesting thing is, Shiva Loishalat Em Rima V'Toileya. There's seven people that was Loishalat Lehem Em Rima V'Toileya. Tosfos asks Akasha, he says, Temel Rashba, the Kulu Tzadikin Nami. Only these seven? What about all the other Tzadikin? The Amrinim, the Shabbos, Perakashoyal, the Rekev Atzomois Kino, Mishi Yesh Loikina Beliboy, Atzmoisov Nirkobin, Vishne'en Kino Beliboy, Ein Atzmoisov Markivin. If a person wants to know whether his bones are going to decompose after he dies, is he a jealous person? Someone that has kina belibay, atzmois of nirkav. Someone that doesn't have kina belibay, ain't atzmois of nirkav. Now, what comes to mind every time you see the words verekev atzmois kina in our chabura? Anyways, it's the tshuva chasam sofer. It's in Yehudeya tshuva shin lamed zayin about Reb Zchariah ben Reb Yedidya. Remember the story? There was a yid who had a meeting with a person, and he's sitting in his backyard, and all of a sudden he sees a matzeva from hundreds of years earlier, and it says poi nitman. Reb Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya Nifter Be'erev Yom Kippur, whatever exactly year it was. And this person was a Kohen, and he wanted to know if he's ever allowed to go back there. What's the Shiloh? Kohen's not allowed to be in a place where there's a caver. And he sent the Shiloh to the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says, really, the chashash you would have is, are there any atzomis? Is there atzomis that would put you into a compromised position? Whether or not this atzomis is tali, and whether this person had kinna, or whether this person didn't have kinna. Was he a rekev atzomis, or was he not? So said the Chassam Sofer, he says, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know anything about this yid. However, and if that's the case for loy nirkavu atzmoisa, he says, I don't know who this yid was, but we have a cheskes kashrus that Reb Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya, this yid got a psak and a tshuvas chsam soifer that he was an adam kasher, that he didn't have any kinna. Believe me, you can imagine his neshama, all of a sudden they come pulling him from wherever he is, come with us, right? He says, what happened? Chsam soifer just wrote a tshuva, and he paskined halacha kamoisa b'chol makim ki yadua. He paskined that you have no kinna, and that you're a gavur rabu, and you're someone that has to be oiti becheskes kashus. And the Chassam Sofer goes even weiter. He says that even though it's said on the matzeva, this is so goinistic, that he was mace for Erev Yom Kippur, and he says there's a Gemara that says that if someone's mace for Erev Yom Kippur, it's a bad sign. Because if somebody's mace for Erev Yom Kippur, mamash, he missed out his kapar by one day. Right, if somebody dies in Yom Kippur, it's not shayach, yotzen neshmasei b'tahayr. But if somebody dies in Erev Yom Kippur, it's not so good. But the Chassam Sofer there says one line that's half of a fellow. He says, afal gav shemeis b'Erev Yom Kippur, maybe that's a sign that he wasn't a good person. That's what Chassam Sofer says. It's a klal, it's a mesorah. You can only take out of Agada to good things. You don't take out of Agada to bad things. And then he brings, v'shamati b'shem ha'goyin Reb Shalom Rav. L'farish, the Gabi Tzadik, that the oimik of that Gemara is that a Tzadik always dies after Yom Kippur, Maitzah Yom Kippur, because he always does tshuva. He says, the Rasha always dies after Yom Kippur. He says, I was going to do tshuva tomorrow, and he ends up dying one day too early. But the bottom line is, he says, Rav Schai Brev Yedidya, Safetai Sakash, I don't understand, there's seven people that there was no Rima V'Teleh that was Shailut on. He says, what about all the people that have no kinna? It's interesting that Tois asks this Kasha on the Shiva Shalai Shaltab Hem Rima. What about on the six people that... Well, it almost sounds like Mises Neshika is unique to those six people, right? Who were the six people? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aharon, and Miriam. But what about all the other tzaddikim who presumably and ostensibly also died by Mises Neshika? Definitely something to think about. But either way, Tanu Rabban, we're almost finished with the perek. Arba Mesu Be'etyo Shal Nachash. There are four people that died because of Etyo Shal Nachash. Rashi says Etyo means Ba'atsaso Shal Nachash. Meaning, there are four people that really would not have died were not for the fact that Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, Alpi, the Eitzah of the Nachash, which created a Gzeirah of Misa in the world. Either way, who are these four people? Binyamin ben Yaakov, the Amram Avi Moshe, the Yishai Avi David, the Chilav ben David. So it's interesting. It's not Yaakov, it's Binyamin ben Yaakov. It's not Moshe, it's Amram, the father of Moshe. It's not David, it's Yishai, the father of David. Again, it's not David, it's Chilav, the son of David. So of course, all four of these tzaddikim mentioned are very, very famous. But not nearly as famous as their relative, right? So Yishai is famous, but he's mostly famous because of his son, David ben Yishai. So it's interesting. But the bottom line, it says, the Gemara, v'kulu Gemara, all of these we know, with the exception of Yishai Avi David, the fact that he died by Atzasin Shal Nachash, that's something we know mefurish from a pasuk. Now it's not so mefurish, but the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. The Chsiv, it says in Shmuel Beis, v'esamasa som avsholim tachas yoyev alatzava v'amasa ben ish u'shmo Yisrael Yisraeli ashaba el avigal bas nachash achoyz tziruya im yoyev. And the Gemara's kasha is avigal v'chi bas nachashi. Her father is the Nachash. V'aloi bas Yishai he. Her father was Yishai. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, v'achyo yseyem tsruya, v'avigoyel, referring to Yishai's son's sisters, meaning she's Yishai's daughter. So if she's Yishai's daughter, why are we referring to Yishai as the Nachash? Elam bas mishemeis, pe'et yoshal Nachash, must be she's the daughter of the person that died, pe'et yoshal Nachash. And on that note, hadron halach, Hashutfin, and literally without even coming up for breath, we begin. This is like a two parsha, like Matas Masay, right? We go right into Perek Lo Yachper. It's mamish in the same aliyah here. So again, we're learning Bava Basra. We're not learning Perek Chelik and the end of Masech the Sanhedrin now. We're learning Bava Basra, which deals with the halachas of Shutfin, with the halachas of Shchenim, with the halachas of two people are neighbors. There's certain dinim that govern exactly how they interact. Perek Lo Yachper, which in yeshiva lore is one of the most difficult prakim and shas. from a Daf Yomi perspective, Baruch Hashem. But at the same time, there's definitely a lot of lumbus. The topic of Perek LaYachbar is Harchokas Nizokin. What does that even mean? So that's Hashem. Over the next couple of days, we'll figure it out. But for now, we're going to just make a haschala on the Perek. Really, we're going to start a sugya that very much will pick up in tomorrow's Daf. Zokta Mishnah LaYachbar Adam Bar Samach LeBoyer Shal Chaver. A person who owns a field side by side with his friend. So he's not allowed to dig a bar too close to his friend's bar. V'loi shiach, v'loi ma'ar. Additionally, you can't dig a shiach or ma'ar. These are different types of ditches. V'loi amas ha'mayim, you can't dig an irrigation canal. V'loi nevreches koivsin, that was another type of ditch where people used to do the laundry. Elam kein hirchek. So what does it mean? It can't be too close? You have to make sure that it's distance mikoisel chaveroi from the wall of your friend, shloish tfachim, three tfachim. Additionally, v'sod besid, you have to make sure that you smear the inside of your pit that you're digging with sid, with lime. Another halachu, merchikin es hagefes, Rashi says gefes is the psoilus of zesim. So if you have a beis habad where you press olives, so you have to take the psoilus of zesim and you have to distance it from your friend's field. Ves hazevel and your fertilizer. Ves hamelech your salt. Ves hasid your lime. The es hasloim, Rashi says coals balaz. Interesting. Mikoisel shalchaver shloish tvachim. That too has to be three tvachim away from your friend's wall. And here there's a whole shayla of what the girsa is, whether it's oisod besid or it's visod besid. Meaning, could be one option is to make it three tvachim away from your friend's wall, or you just smear your friend's wall with sid. Could be you have to actually do both. The Gemara is going to talk about this. Marchikin es hazra'im, you have to distance seeds. Ves hamachresha, the plow. Ves meir aglayim. Min ha-koisel, also shloisha tvachim. Umachikin es ha-rechayim. If somebody has a mill, a rechayim, you have to distance that as well. Shloisha tvachim. But here it's a little bit trickier. It's shloisha min ha-shachav. It's three from the shachav. So Rashi says the shachav is the bottom part of the mill. Shein arba min ha-rechev, which is four tfachim from the top part of the mill. So the mill was made up of two components, a bottom part and a top part. The shachav is the bottom part because that's what the top part rests on. The rochav is the top part because it rides, so to speak, on the bottom part. The top part was a little narrower. So by definition, if you're three tfachim removed from the bottom part, you're going to be four tfachim removed from the top part. That's atanu. The same is true with an oven, also made up of two parts. Shloisha min akalia, three from the bottom, the base. Shein arba min ha-safa, which is four from the top part. Again, everything will be discussed in the Gemara. So the first line of the Mishnah was, "Layachber adam bar samuch leboyer shel chaveira." And it's not just the bar. V'lei shiach, v'lei ma'ara, v'lei amasa mayim, v'lei nevreches koifsin. Right? What do all those things have in common? A bar, shiach, ma'ara, amasa mayim, and a nevreches koifsin. They're all ditches. So you can't dig it too close to boyer shel chaveira. What does it mean too close? Elam kein hirchik mikoisel chaveira shloisha tvachim. You have to make sure that it's three tvachim removed mikoisel chaveira. So the Gemara asks a question. Pasach bebar v'sayim bekoisel. The Mishnah starts layachber otem bar samuch leboyroi shal chaveira. What are we talking about? We're talking about digging a ditch next to your friend's bar. And then we say you have to make sure that it's three tvachim away from the koisel of your friend. Is this a halacha about how far my bar needs to be from my friend's bar? Or is this a halacha with regards to how far my bar needs to be from my friend's koisel? What exactly are we discussing here? What's this basic halacha in the Mishnah? It's the shear of harchokas nezakin of the bar or from the koisel? The opening line of the Mishnah is layachber adam bar samach lebar shel chaveira. And then when the Mishnah fears eyes, it's the same halacha. It's elam kein hirchik mikoisel shel chaveira. So which one is it? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said v'item Rav Yehuda. Some say Rav Yehuda is the one that said it. Mikoisel bar shanino. What it means is that you have to make sure that your bar is going to be three tfachim removed from the wall of the bar. Meaning they're both true. It's from the bar and it's from the koisel. But the koisel is the koisel of the bar. Meaning the Havamina meaning the Gemara thought that what does koisel mean? I don't know, regular wall. So are we talking about distance from a bar or distance from a good old-fashioned wall? The Teretz is, we're talking about distance of a bar, the koisel of the bar, which is not a good old-fashioned bar. What's the koisel of the bar? It's the inside of the bar. In fact, Rashi says that the koisel of the bar, if you want to just visualize this a little bit, is really, it's a picture, there's a bar in the middle of a field. So really, if you're in the bar, so you're surrounded by the walls, right? And how far does that wall go? It goes up until the grenitz, up until the meitzer. So let's say, wherever the neighboring field is, that entire width is going to be considered the wall of the bar. And really, what we're saying is that you have to be three tfachim removed from that wall, which really means, if you think about it, that if I'm digging a bar next door to my neighbor's field, I have to be three tfachim removed from the mesa. That's essentially what it means. Because the entire field going from the meitzer to the chalal of the bar is going to be considered the koisel of the bar. So if I have to be three tfachim removed from the koisel of the bar, really what it means is I have to be at least three tfachim removed from the meitzar when I go ahead and I dig my bar, says the Gemara. The listni elim kein hirchik mi barish al chaver gimel tfachim. Why did the Mishnah need to say that it has to be three tfachim from the koisel of the bar? Let it just say it has to be three tfachim from the bar. I mean, why did it have to say from the koisel of the bar? Could it not have said from the bar itself? Now, really, at first glance, it's very hard to understand what the kash is. If it would have said three tfachim from the bar, then what would you have thought? You would have thought from the halal of the bar. So I need to know that it's not from the halal of the bar, but rather it's from the wall of the bar. It's a huge nafgamina. If it's from the wall of the bar, it means I have to be three tfachim removed from the meitzah, as opposed to three tfachim removed from the halal of the bar. So Rashi asks his kasha, Rashi answers, and really Rashi's teretz is based on the next Gemara we're going to learn, which really we're going to learn tomorrow. So we're going to hold that thought for now. But the bottom line is, Freit the Gemara, why did it even have to say from the bar? It's Pashit, right? The punchline of the Kasha for the Afyomi purposes is, at the end of the day, whatever Rashi's Teretz's Kasha is, but the Gemara's question is, it's Pashit, that it doesn't mean the Halal. It's Pashit that it means from the Koisel. So if it means from the Koisel, without saying from the Koisel, let it just say, Elam kein hirchik mi barish al chaver gimel tvachim. So the Gemara says, Hakama, you know what we wanted to say? The koisel bar, shloisha tvachim. That is a bare minimum of what the koisel of a bar has to be, and that is, it has to be three tvachim. Nafkemina, what's the nafkemina? La locha, la mekachu memker. If somebody sells a bar to somebody, kid Italian, it's really based on a mafurish abrais. If somebody tells his friend, bar v'koisle ani moicha l'cha, I'm going to sell you a bar together with its wall. Sarach she'ea, koisle shloisha tvachim. You need that koisle, that wall, is going to be three tvachim. And how do I know that? I know that from the fact that it says that you have to be three tvachim removed from the koisel of the bar. What exactly is the nuance of the Gemara's teretz? That too, be'ezras Hashem, we are going to see tomorrow. Just learn a drop more Gemara. Itmar. Haba. Now we'll stop. We'll stop here and we'll pick this up ready tomorrow. It's very much the beginning of this Gemara is going to go into tomorrow's now. But just to end, really, the Divrei Agada portion of Bava Basra and the Agada to Gemara's that we learned here in today's daf with two ha'aras. So what was the overwhelming theme of today's daf? Certainly, being that we stopped early, otherwise the overwhelming thing of today's daf would have been Layachbar. But the overwhelming thing of today's daf was the Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, the Hashem Berach Es Avraham Bakoil. And the Gemara brought seven different pshatim, what exactly Bakol means. A very, very long braisa. We mentioned Rashi and Chumash brings an eighth pshat. But really, when you went through the whole oisphere of the Gemara brought more pshatim. That these, the Ovis was zoicha to me'en olam haba in this world, leishalat behem, yetzahara, leishalat behem, malachamaves, leishalat behem, rima v'teileya. So really, if you think about it, if you do the math, we're already in the double digits in terms of understanding this pasuk. V'avram zokim ba bayomim, v'ashem berech es avram bakoil. Stating all that, if you look at the Rishonim, there's an ein mikra yoytze midei pshuta. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah says, V'ashem berech es Avram ba'koil, ba'oysher, u'nechasim, v'kovid, v'oyrech yomim, u'bonim, v'zoyz kol chemdas ha'odam. Ebenezer says the same exact thing. Rabbeinu Bechaya says the same exact thing. So all the Rishonim say that although we have all the different fashidin chazals in terms of what it means, V'ashem berech es Avram ba'koil, but the posh of Shad is he had everything. He had oysher, he had nechasim, he had kovid, he had arichas yomim, he had bonim, and this beautiful oysfer. V'zoyz kol chemdasa. Then the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, brings our braisa, our chazal, and specifically he talks about shitas acherim. Acherim said that what does it mean, Bakoil? It means that Avram Avinu had a daughter, Ubakoil Shema, and her name was Bakoil, which we said is really similar to another one of the Shittas in the Brayse, the Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, that says, what does it mean that Vashem Berchas Avram Bakoil? It means Shahisloi Bas. What's Acherim really coming to be Moisif? What Acherim is coming to be Moisif is that not only Shahisloi Bas, but I'll even tell you her name. Her name was Bakoil. Incidentally, Eben Ezra, this is a classic Eben Ezra, says, Udarshoi Shabitai Hoysa Shma Bakoil. And if that's the case, Sorech Lahoysef, he says you almost have to add a letter in the Pasuk, Beis Mishares. Meaning it's not Hashem Berchas Avram Bakoil, it's Hashem Berchas Avram Be Bakoil. Because Bakoil Shema, as we state in the Gemara. So if her name was Bakoil, Hashem Berchas Avram Bakoil? No. That's her name was Rivka. Vashem Berchas Avram Rivka? No, Bir Rivka, right? So really what it should say is Vashem Berchas Avram Bivakel. That's the order of the Eben Ezra. But the Ramban says, I have a very big problem with Shittas Acherim. I pasha can't understand it. He says, Bishlami Rabbi Yehuda, that says Vashem Berchas Avram Bakoil means that he even had a daughter. So what's the Oymek of Bakoil? The Oymek of Bakoil is he had everything. Even a daughter. But the type of Bakoil is Oysher Nesu. Nechasim, Kavid, Erechiyamim, Banim. You would have thought he didn't have a daughter. Kamash Malon, that he didn't have a, that even had a daughter. But if Bakoil is Shema, so it sounds like the Nekuda of Bakoil in that Pshat is not that he had everything, but that he had a daughter whose name was Bakoil. So, Frank Rabban, this is the Grace of Zach. You want to know that Avram Avinu had, he had everything, even had a daughter whose name was Bakoil. Kilo, if his name wasn't Bakoil, maybe it wouldn't even be so kosher. But he had a daughter whose name was Bakoil, and he mutches very, very much. And really, he's coming from the Eben Ezra, because you see that the Eben Ezra understands Bakoil literally. I mean, how else do you understand it? Ad Kidekacha should have said Bivakoil. So he said, what's this Grace of Zach as it relates to Bakoil? So, says the Ramban that I'm going to tell you a little bit. I'm going to be Megala Tefach of what's going on. He says, Ulu Rabbi Seinu Bozeh Inyan Nifla. Quoting the Gemara. And then he says, Azoi, Ube Emes, She'ena Kavano La'acherim, V'hamachloikis Lehen Im Rabbi Yehuda Lo'idiyo Yisonu Shem Habas Azoi Spovat. Says, don't think that's what Acherim is coming to say. V'chalilu Lehem She'yitziyu Berchose Shal Avram, She'hi Gedoy Lo Uklolis, Le'inyan Zeh She'yoymer Akosov Ki Berich Oysi Hashem Bevas Achas, She'shmokach. אבל אחרים חיצו בפירוש הכוסף הזה עניין עמוק מאוד ודורשו בזה סויד מסויד הסתירה. So anyone that learns Ramban al Hatorah knows that the Ramban very often says things al derech ha'emes. There's a lot of Kabbalah, right? Underrated in the Torah of the Ramban. In fact, there's a sefer that came out recently. It's called Kabbalah Saramban, which is a likud of different Rishonim that we mefarish all the different Kabbalah that you have in the Torah of the Ramban. But the bottom line is, there's a lot of Kabbalah in the Ramban. But this Ramban right here is where he mamish, he's mayrich, and he talks a lot more than he usually talks. And he says again, that you want to know what the oymek is, that Avram Avinu had a daughter whose name was Bakoil, it's an inyan omuk ma'oid, the darshu was asoid misoid asa Torah. Just read a few lines. V'omru, ki Bakoil tirmois al inyan gadol. V'hu, sheyesh la Kadosh Baruch Hu mita, tikari koil. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a mita, and that mita is called koil. Mepnei shehi yisoy da koil. And the reason is because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is moving the yisoy da koil, and that mita is the mita of yisoy da koil. Ubo nemar anoichi Hashem oisa koil. V'hu she nemar v'yisrein eretz ba koil hu. Yoymar ki yisrein haoretz v'toyva hagdoyla hashefei al kol bolo yoylom bavur ki ba koili. V'yamida hashminis miyud gimel mitos. Then he says, there's another midah that's called Bas. And that midah is Netzeles Mimena. It comes from the midah of Kol. Ubahu Maneges HaKol. V'hi Beis Dino Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Arnirmas B'milas Vav Hei B'chol Mokoyim V'she Nekras Kalo B'seif Asher Ashirim B'avur Shehi Kelula Min HaKol V'she Chachom Mechanan Shema Knesset Yisrael B'mekoyim Yisrabim B'avur Shehi Knus HaSakol. And it goes on and on and on. This is a very, very long Ramban where he says that that's Pashat, that this Inyan of Acherim, that Avram Avinu had a daughter Ubakol Shema, it's from the Grace of Soides. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rabbeinu Bechaya is also Meramis this, and he says V'hovein HaKlal HaZeh ki ho in your nistar, and then he says v'harambanzal gilo b'feirish v'hircha b'yabir yosem idai, and he talked a little bit too much. So he says, if you take a look at the Ramban was over on this inyan already. He was a holach rachel megalus soy, and he says he talked a little bit too much. Yesterday we quoted 2 days ago share the Sefer HaTziyuni from Menachem Tziyuni, one of the Rishonim, was a Talmud of the Rashba, by the way. And in the Sefer HaTziyuni it says on this pasuk, v'ashem berachas Avram bakol da. Isha ma'ayin. If you want to be ma'ayin in this inyan, ki b'mila hazois, nichmas v'nistam, soid noira v'niska v'mufla ad netzach. Wow, that's a lashon. So says the Sefer HaTziyuni, in this one word, Bakoil, there's a soid that's noira v'niska v'mufla ad netzach. What's going on over here in Avram Avinu having a daughter, Bakoil? This is from the Groysa, it's from the Groysa Seidus HaTorah. Demis is, it's Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Yisrael, is way above our pay grade. But just to hear the words of the Zohar, to get an appreciation of what Rabbi Nachum Tziyuni is referring to. The Pasuk says, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Anoichi Kemodet Taninon Bas Hoysoloi L'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a daughter. And you know who that daughter was? Yishchinta. It's the Shechina. The Da Bas, and that's the Bas that it's referring to. We know the Shechina is Lashon Akeva, it's the sphere of Malchus, that's what's happening over there a little bit in that Zayir. But the bottom line is, Bakoil is referring to the Shechina, again, Soy Niska, V'Nufla, V'Naira, Adlo Netzach, Mamish Adlo Netzach, Adbiyas Goyal Tzedek, that's a little bit what's happening over here. But I want to pose a different question. So Avraham Avinu has a daughter, her name was Bakoil, her name wasn't Bakoil. Bivakol, Rabbi Nezer understood the Kipshutai, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachya, Kedarkin Bakoidish say, this is from the guest of Soidis in the whole Bria. Who was Bakoil's mother? Or, if her name wasn't Bakoil, who is this daughter's mother? Hagar? It was Sarah? Right? Who is the mother of this daughter? So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a toisness in Bava Basra, and Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. There too, the Gemara brings Bas Hoyoloyu Bakol Shema, that Avram Avinu had a daughter. And her name was Bakoil. If Avram Avinu had a daughter, so Avram Avinu is trying to figure out who Yitzchak is going to marry. So why didn't Yitzchak just marry Bakoil? Sounds like a good shidduch, right? So why didn't he marry? So the Velt says that Avram Avinu wanted Yitzchak to get married al derech pshat, not to be married al pidrush, right? And pshat, Bakoil doesn't mean a daughter. He was looking for a shidduch al pshat. But either way, it's Toysus Akasha. V'lomaloy Yisrael Yitzchak. Now, there is a mandamar that holds that a ben noyach is osir b'achoysoy. But there's a mandamar that holds ben noyach is mutar b'achoysoy. So says Toysus, my kashin is l'mandamar ben noyach is mutar b'achoysoy. L'mandamar Yisrael Yitzchak. And Toysus has two terutz. The Eishloi Mar, the Shem Ketana Hoysa, could be she was a Ketana, V'loi Rotsa Adayin L'Sil Yitzchak, Inami Me Hagar Hoysa. It could be she was the daughter of Hagar, and as a result, Avram Avinu did not want Yitzchak to marry one of Hagar's daughters, even though it's his own daughter, but it's also Hagar's daughter. And he didn't want to have his son marry his own daughter because of who his daughter's mother was. Now, what's the machloikis here between Tyson and two terutzim? Right, Tyson, the first teretz, says she was a ketana. Tyson, the second teretz, says she was bas hagar. Does that mean that Tyson, the first teretz, held that really she was the daughter of Sarah? In the second teretz, he's being mechadish bas hagar. But in the first teretz, he holds maybe she was bas Sarah. It's not muchach, right? Anytime you have two terutzim and a Tyson, l'mashal, what exactly is the nekudas haplukta between the two Terutzim is not always so evident. And you could say it this way, you could say it that way. And certainly, with Tzairich HaRedbite, you can say maybe that's what's going on in these Taisus to Terutzim. It's not 100% clear. But there's a Chuvas HaRashma. There's a very, very, very Choshev Amar Makim. And this is a Chela Gimel. It's Simon Shin Mem. And the context over there is, there was a husband and a wife that were married. They had a child. And then afterwards, this woman miscarried three times. And the question was whether this woman is considered becheskas, that she's someone that's mapel, or she's not becheskas, that she's someone that's mapel. Nafkamina is an halacha. But that's the question over here. Meaning, a woman that could be becheskas that she miscarries her children. But what if she already had a child? So if she already had a child, it could be at that point it's not becheskas anymore, because she showed she could have a child. Three times it didn't work out. Peseder, okay. But that doesn't establish a chazaka, because at the end of the day, you see from the fact that she had a child that she's a woman that certainly could have a child. And that's a little bit what's playing itself out. Me inyan le inyan, the Rajba and the Shoyl over here were discussing, what about someone that had a child and then goes 10 years without having a child? So we know the Gemara says if someone's married for 10 years and doesn't have a child, so he has a chiyuv to be mekayim the mitzvah, puruvu. What if someone had a child already? Meaning the whole lineage of 10 years is that, listen, obviously, you're not going to be zoicha to have a child with this wife. So memelo prichem daven gershin, right? Kiyodua. But he already had a child. So if he already had a child, maybe it's going to be different. So listen to what the Shoyl writes over here in this tshuva. He says, "I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya that even someone that had a child already, if afterwards they go 10 years without having a child, that halacha is still going to be in effect." You know, I know that. I know that. Raya midamina b'medrash. Hine no atzerani Hashem mi letas. And we know that what's the makar to the 10 years? The makar to the 10 years is learned out from Avram and Sarah. Avram and Sarah said the child over here in the Tshuvas HaRashba had a child already. You know the child that they had? Ubas hoysoloy la Avram. Ubakol shma. V'no de koydam le Yitzchak. So you see already that she had a child. So if he had a child, so why are we cheshbening now the 10 years? Oh, must be that afal pi sheyolda ben kayama. But if now there's a 10-year that lapses, so based on that, this halacha is not going to be in effect. But the bottom line is in the Tshuvas HaRashba, it sounds like who had this daughter? It was Sarah that really had this daughter, which is a very big chiddush. Sarah had a daughter. Sarah was an islander. Sarah was an akara. How's it shayach that Bakoil is the daughter of Sarah? But either way, it sounds like maybe it's Tosfos Tu Terutzim in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Memalev. The bottom line is definitely sounds like there's a possibility that this daughter, Bakoil, was the daughter of Sarah, which would definitely be the rest of the story. But just to be Messiah with one last Ta'ara, and that is, one of the things that the Gemara talked about in today's daf is Mises Neshika, which is very apropos, because really, this week's parasha, the Torah talks about Mises Miriam and Mises Aharon, so it's very much this week's parasha. This whole Indian of Mises Neshika. You know, Parashas Achrimois begins, Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe, Achrimois, Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bikarvasam Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu. And the Rechaim HaKadosh has a very, very, very long piece on this pasuk. He asks a whole bunch of different kashas. His primary kasha is, what was the dibur? Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bikarvasam Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu. And then it says, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. So what was the first Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe? I mean, it sounds like Hashem told Moshe something. And then the next pasuk is the whole avodah of Yom Kippur. So what's the dibur of the first pasuk? Afterwards, we know what the dibur is. But what's the dibur of the first pasuk? And the Archaim Kedarkei Bakodesh has many, many, many pshatim where he explains what exactly is going on. 7, I believe, if you count it. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, Oyoyma al derech zeh. This is the middle of this piece. Achrei mois v'goymer. Diber Hashem l'moisha derech misasa. You want to know what the Dibur was? The Dibur was how Nadav and Avihu the Bnei Aharon died. Vayedab Hashem al Moshe, Achrei mois shnei Bnei Aharon. You know what he told them, Achrei mois shnei Bnei Aharon? He told them how they died. And you know they died? Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayomusu. That's the answer. The answer is Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayomusu, and that was what he was coming to tell them. That was the dibur. Pirish. Okay, what is the answer? Sheneskarvu lifnei oir ha'elyoin, bechibas ha'kodesh. The dibur was that they became very, very close to the oir ha'elyoin because of their love of holiness. Ubozeh meisnu, and that's what caused them to die. For who soy da neshika, says the Arachayim. This is the secret of understanding Mises Neshika. Sheba meisem at tzadikim, which is the way that tzadikim die. Vihine. Heim shavim le Mises kol at tzadikim. Really, Nadav and Avihu were tzadikim. As a result, they died Mises Neshika, which is she neskarvu lefnei oir ha'elyoin bechibas ha'kodesh ubazom meisu. Elo shahefreshu, but there was a difference. Sheh tzadikim ha'neshika miskareves lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal kisses the tzaddikim. V'ilu heim niskarvula. But they went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they Kaviyachal kissed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu oimroi bikarvasam lifnei Hashem. And that was the dibur. V'idabra Hashem al-Moshe. Achrei Moshe shnei b'nei Aharon bikarvasam lifnei Hashem. That you should know Nadav and Avihu, their Misa was Misas Neshika. But it was a different Madrega Misas Neshika. Because usually Misas Neshika means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Tzadik. Over here was bikarvasam lifnei Hashem. They went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'oimroi vayamusu b'toysefes vav. What's this vayamusu with an extra vav? Ramaz HaKosev haflos chibos HaTzadikim. The Torah is coming to be Miramis, the incredible love that the tzaddikim had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the punchline. Shagam shahayu margishim b'misasa. Nadav and Aviyu and their avoda, they felt Misa coming. They felt it. They felt the neshika starting to happen. They realized that they were getting closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was going to come to the point it was going to be a neshika and it was going to be all over. But stating that, despite the fact that they felt that, loy nimnu mikroiv litvekos neimos arevos yedidos chavivos chashikos and mesikos at klois nafshoy sameh. He said, but they were experiencing something that was so sweet. It was advekos of ne'imus, arevos, yedidos, chavivos, chashikos, and mesikos. This is classic Arachayim HaKadosh. At klois nafshoisa mehen, until their souls literally departed v'hove. And this is something that I want you to understand. Now, emesis is a very deep Arachayim HaKadosh. Misa Hashika is from the Holy of the Holies. He refers to it as the Soyd HaNashika. So by definition, this is a secret. And we don't have a Ramban who was Megala this Soyd for us. So the bottom line is, what exactly is going on in this Arachayim HaKadosh? A little bit hard to understand. Oh, but the truth is, the Chasam Sofer in many places talks about this Indian as well. And the Chasam Sofer was Megala a little bit more than the Arachayim is Megala here. And he explains, says the Chasam Sofer, the Soyd of Misa Hashika, usually we think of it as a kiss, right? In fact, the Gemara says that why doesn't it say Mises Neshika by Miriam? Because it would be inappropriate to say Al Pi Hashem with regards to Anisha, with regards to Miriam. So you see that for sure, that's Pasha Pshat, what the Indian of Neshika is. But the Chasam Sofer in his Torah says that Neshika is also Miloshen Hashaka. There's an idea that if you take water and you attach it to a mikvah, so the fact that it makes contact, that in and of itself is Machsherit. And the Chasam Sofer says that the Indian of Mises Neshika is that sometimes a tzaddik is doing a mitzvah, sometimes a tzaddik is Isaac in Tefillah, he's Isaac in Avodah, and his Neshama reaches such a Madrega because of the Dveikos and the Ne'imos and the Arevos and the Yedidos and the Chavivos and the Chashikos and the Mesikos. It comes to such a point that his Neshama goes so high that it makes contact with its source, its Shoresh HaElyon, which is Kutcha Berichu. And when a Neshama makes contact with Kutcha Berichu, poof, it's over. It leaves this world. And that's the Oimek of Neshika Milosh and Hashaka, that it touches it. What does Hashaka mean? It becomes part and parcel with that thing that it made contact with. And when the Neshama, which is a Chelek Eloika, makes contact with Eloika, so to speak, when it makes contact with that other Eloika, it becomes part and parcel, and it leaves this world. And the Chasam Sofer says, in many, many places, one of the places, by the way, is in the Petuchei Chosen, which we know is all the Margala Bepumes of the Chasam Sofer. So Reb Shimon Sofer put this Yesod in the Petuchei Chosen, that really, really, tzaddikim, because of their avodas, very often, even early in their lifetimes, should come to a point where really they would reach this madrega and it would be all over, where it wouldn't be shaykh for them to live anymore, because they would reach this arevas and mesikas, etc., etc. Now what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that it doesn't happen. And he says, that's the oimek of atoshes olai kapeka, v'sakoisi kapi olecha ad ovri, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes takes his hand and he pushes back. And he says, no, it's not your time yet. It's not your time yet. He says, because be'etzim, mitzad avoid of the tzaddikim, he says, they would have been already by the Ur Elyon very, very early in their life. But the Eibishne has a certain midah, and the midah is where he says, it's not your time yet. So the Chasam Sofer says, Adav Nifla, he says that the Pasuk says, regarding Nadav and Aviyu, why did they die? It says, Ubanim loyhoyu lahem. He says, Ubanim loyhoyu lahem, that's why they died. The Pasuk says, Bekarvasim lifnei Hashem vayamusu. So the Chasam Sofer says, what the Arachayim HaKadosh says, doesn't quote the Arachayim HaKadosh, but he says what the Arachayim HaKadosh says. He says, what does it mean, Bekarvasim lifnei Hashem vayamusu? It means this Inyan, that they were so nisragish, that the Neshama went so far, and it wasn't even that the Eibishne came to them. They went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Arachayim HaKadosh says. Now, ordinarily, what would the Eibishne have done? What the Eibishne would have done was, he would have held them back. But he didn't hold them back. And he says, you know why he didn't hold them back? Because Ubanim lo yhoyu lahem. He said, because really they fulfilled their tafkid. They reached such a high madrega. Narvas, the Chasam Sofer says, a lot of people that fulfill their tafkid, but the Eibishne keeps them alive. And he says, the reason the Eibishne keeps them alive is because they have children, and they have to be mechanech their children. The Eibishne keeps them alive because they have talmidim.
And Bonim is Areihem, right? Talmidim are like Bonim. And the Eibishter keeps them alive for their Talmidim. He's a Babin that was Ubonim Loi Hoyulahem. Ubonim Loi Hoyulahem, Tarti B'mashma. They weren't Isaac B'Puruvu. And not just that, they didn't even have Talmidim that are Nechshav Kibonim. So they fulfilled their Tafkid. They were ready to leave this world. They're ready to touch Dara Elyon. And there was no reason to keep them here. So there was no Vatoshas alike Kapeka. And that's the Oimik of Mises Nodav and Aviyu having a Shaychas to Ubonim Loi Hoyulahem. Really, it's Bekarvosim Vnei Hashem V'Yomus. Narvas, if they had Bonim, the Eibishter would have said no. And he would have put his hand on them and he said, it's not your time yet. And he would have said, I know you're experiencing Tveikas and Imus and Arevas and Yedidus and Chavivus and Chashikos and Mesikos. Oh, but it's not your time yet. I'm keeping you here. Oh, but the problem was Ubanim Lahayulahem. And Ubanim Lahayulahem, so their avoid is their own avoid. If your own avoid, it's time to go. For your own avoida and chinami, kenshengen. And that's the oimik of, on the one hand, it's perkavasim of Nei Hashem v'yomusu, and on the other hand, it's ubanim lahoylam. One of the places the Chassam Sofer says this is in Teiras Moshe, it's in Parshas Vayera, where he says such a dover nifla. He says that Chazal say, Al yiftach adam piv ledover ra, ki bris krusol v'sfasayim. It says, Marvinayim, bris krusol v'sfasayim. How do you know you have to be careful with what you say? The chsib, because it says, v'nishtachave, v'nashuva aleichem. Right, what Avraham Avinu say to Yishmael and Eliezer, Shvulachem poi machamor, v'ani v'ana nelcha ad koi, v'nishtachem, we're going to go bow down on the mountain, v'nashuv aleichem, we're going to come back to you. That's not really what was supposed to happen. It wasn't supposed to be v'nashuv aleichem. Yitzchak was supposed to be on the Akedah. Oh, must be that bris is crucial is fasayim. And everyone asks, such an obvious kasha. We know Chazal saying a bunch of places that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never all al daitoy for Yitzchak Avinu to be on the Akedah. Right? It's a Gemara in Tainus Daf Dal. It was never really supposed, it was loyola libi, the Gemara says. So if it was never really supposed to happen, minayim lebris krusos fasayim, because it was v'neshtachem v'neshuv aleichem, ki'ilu what? Really, that Akedah was supposed to happen. But because Avraham Avinu said, v'neshuv aleichem, oh, bris krusos fasayim, be very careful with what comes out of your mouth, because sometimes what you say can create your destiny. It's not true. It was never supposed to happen. It was level ola libi. So the Chassam Sofer says, such a dover nifl, it's not shaykh. He says, no, you don't understand the Chazal. He said, Chazal were not bringing a raya, bris krusos fasayim, for the fact that Yitzchok came back. Yitzchok was always supposed to come back. It was destined and decreed that he was supposed to come back. You know what the raya is? The raya is from the fact that Avraham Avinu came back. He says, because Avraham Avinu, when he did the Akedah, he reached such a madrig of Yerushalayim. He came to such a place of dveikus and ne'imus and arevus and yedidus and chavivus and chashikus and mesikus that al pi derech hateva was supposed to be parcha neshmasai. Really, his life, his neshama was supposed to make hashoka and neshika with the Ira Elyon. It was going to be a dialogue of bekarvasim with Nei Hashem v'yomusu. So how is it possible that a person could be oimin in this nesoyim, the 10th nesoyim of Avraham Avinu of Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, and for him to make it out alive? It's not possible. You know what the teretz is? Because Avraham Avinu said, v'noshuv aleichem. And from there you see bris krusos is fasayim. The raya is not from the fact that Yitzchak came back. The raya is from the fact that Avraham Avinu came back, said the Heilige Chassam Sofer. But either way, this is the Indian of Mises Neshika, Stava Be'itai. But yeah, you just read these Lashonis of the Arachayim HaKadosh and you see what he's feeling. Not, I mean, to experience what the Arachayim HaKadosh experienced. Dveikos, Ne'imos, Arevos, Yedidos, Chavivos, Chashikos, and Mesikos, the Haven. Experience this, understand this. It's mamish not shayach. It's lamayla me'asoga seinu, but a little bit of a giloy into what it is that these tzaddikim experience. The way the Chassam Sofer writes it, as if this was something that I don't know. He certainly was living through and experiencing. It's mamish not shayach. We'll end here.